All right, good morning, everybody. So before we get started, I'm just going to go over some things real quick, okay? I'm going to introduce everybody who we have here today, because at the end of the press statement, we're going to allow you guys to answer some questions, okay? So starting over here, we have Kaylin Van Erman. She's the Marin County Medical Examiner. We have Menominee County Sheriff Darren Kudwa, Marin County Sheriff Randy Miller, myself as Public Information Officer Brad Bile with the Marinette Police Department, City of Marinette Police Chief John McComb, Marin County District Attorney Deshae Morrow, and then Menominee Police Chief Justin Holford. Their contact information, everything is on this handout over here. If you guys don't have it, there is one over there. Some other housekeeping things before we get started here. We're going to, like I said, allow you guys to answer some questions. We just ask that the questions and the interviews with the officers or medical examiner or DA are done in here. We're not going to be going outside and doing anything additional other than what's being done in here. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to get started. Is everybody ready? Okay. All right, I just want to thank you all for coming here today. Today, we're going to give you guys a statement regarding the disappearance of Gabriela Cartagena and what we have been working on the last few days. On behalf of the Marinette Police Department, we would like to extend our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Gabriela Cartagena during this very difficult time. On Thursday, February 5th, 2026, at approximately 11:40 a.m., the Marinette Police Department received a report of a possible missing person. It was reported that Gabriela was last seen by her family at her residence at approximately 5 p.m. on February 4th, 2026. It was further reported that Gabriela was believed to be with her boyfriend, Robert Chilcote, in the area of Red Arrow Park within the city of Marinette, which was during her last known phone contact with family. Shortly after receiving that information, Marinette Police Department officers arrived at Red Arrow and immediately recognized evidence that indicated this area was a potential crime scene. Through law enforcement investigative techniques, we were able to determine the whereabouts of Robert Chilcote. On February 5th at approximately 2:15 p.m., our department sent a request for assistance to the Wright County Sheriff's Office in Minnesota, as we identified Robert Chilcote as a person of interest in this case. On February 5th at approximately 3:30 p.m., Marinette Police Department detectives were notified by the Wright County Sheriff's Office that Chilcote was taken into custody by their department for fleeing a police officer. On February 5th, all the way through to February 9th, our department worked due diligently and was able to gather information that narrowed down the search for Gabriela to an area in Menominee County. Law enforcement agencies continuously searched that area in effort to locate Gabriela. On the morning of February 10th, 2026, at approximately 10 a.m., Gabriela was located deceased in a wooded area near Birch Creek Road in Menominee County, Michigan. The Marinette County Medical Examiner's Office took custody of Gabriela, and there's an autopsy being scheduled for today in Walworth County. Now I'd like to introduce Marinette Chief Police John McComb.
Hello, everybody. The Marinette Police Department extends its deepest condolences to the family of Gabriela Cartagena. This has been an incredibly difficult time for her loved ones and for our community. I have met with Gabriela's family several times throughout this investigation, and I will continue to remain available to them as this process moves forward. Our commitment to them does not end here. I would like to express my sincere appreciation for the many local law enforcement agencies that assisted in this investigation. The collaboration and professionalism demonstrated by the Marinette County Sheriff's Office, the Menominee Police Department, the Menominee County Sheriff's Office, the Wright County Sheriff's Office in Minnesota, and also the Marinette County's District Attorney's Office have been exceptional. The teamwork, coordination, and shared resources among these agencies have been instrumental in advancing this case. I also want to thank the communities of Marinette and Menominee for their vital role in this investigation. Community members stepped forward, providing video footage, sharing information, and reporting tips. Your cooperation and willingness to assist law enforcement made a significant difference and exemplifies the strength of our communities when we work together. We remain committed to seeking justice and ensuring the safety of our community.